focus on him. 1938, March 1st. It's a one-day retreat. In meditation, I learned that I should hide myself as deeply as possible in the heart of Jesus, meditate upon his sorrowful passion, and penetrate into the sentiments of his divine heart, which is full of mercy for sinners. In order to obtain mercy for them, I will empty myself at every moment, living by the will of God. So I think it's very important to enter into the sentiments of Jesus. We need to learn of the sentiment of Jesus. When she said empty herself, means living the will of God. Not something hollow, not something nothing happened. No, we lose ourselves so that God may enter. It's not that always you are nothing. You are something. You are all. Because you live in Jesus. You live in the will of God. Throughout these lands, I am a host in your hand, Jesus. Make use of me so that you may enter into sinners yourself. Demand anything you like. No sacrifice will seem too much for me when souls are at stake. So she liked to sacrifice, offer everything for sinners. That's a matter, she told Jesus. Whatever you want me. You know, this is generosity. That's sanctity. Whatever Jesus you want, I'm ready. No, we have to have this courage, ready to do. Not just to pray, please don't, this will, let it won't happen to me. No, this is not the attitude. I've offered these home months, masses, and holy communions for the intention of Father Andres, that God may give him an even deeper knowledge of his love and mercy. This month I will practice the three virtues recommended to me by the Mother of God. First, humility, purity, and love of God, accepting with profound submission to the will of God everything that he will send me. So you can see the main structure is the will of God, whatever. Whenever this will of God, it's sanctity. No matter in the market, in the kitchen, in the church, or you are a saint. Because if you live with love in his will, you're in paradise. In paradise, nothing else but live in the Father, right? Nothing else but love. So the more you love, the more you take away all these human elements, then you live this peace. March 2nd, 1938. I began Holy Lent in the way that Jesus wanted me to, making myself totally dependent upon his holy will and accepting with love everything that he sends me. I think he's, for her, that time, sickless. She can't move much. End of her life, you know. I cannot practice any greater mortifications because I'm so weak. This long illness has saved my strength completely. I'm united myself with Jesus through suffering. You see, no action. When I meditate on his painful passion, but physical sufferings are lessened. No, because she doesn't want just to think of the passion of Jesus and just hoping his pain less, but it helps. Whatever God gives you, if it's the will of God, say thank you. Say yes. And tell Jesus, whatever you want, I want. The Lord said to me, I'm taking you into my school for the whole of Lent. I want to teach you how to suffer. I answered, with you, Lord, I am ready for everything. And I heard a voice. You are allowed to drink from me the cup from which I drink. I give you that exclusive privilege today. Today I felt the passion of Jesus in my whole body, and the Lord gave me a knowledge of the conversion of certain souls. So it's not for nothing. God of Shepherd, you can see, Jesus let him know, let her know, the word of Shepherd, some souls were saved. She's doing penance for others, not for herself. During Holy Mass, I saw Jesus stretch out on the cross, and he said to me, "My pupil, have great love for those who cause you suffering." You see, not to condemn, not to make call to let other people know that you are suffering. "My pupil, have great love for those who cause you suffering. Do good to those who hate you." Against our human nature, if you keep silence, already emerge a virtue. If you really love that person, do good, at least pray for that person. You know some people, you don't know why, they just dislike you. You know why? You didn't ever do something wrong, anything wrong. Then they just don't like you. Are there these people? Yes or no? No? Yes. So remember, have great love for those who cause you suffer. Do good to those who hate you. If he doesn't look at you, you look at her. If they didn't greet you, good morning, sister. "Oh, my master, you see very well that I feel low now for them, and that troubles me." Yeah, as you should admit. Humanly speaking, how can you show favor to somebody who should know her face, gloomy face to you, and then how can you smile to that person, you know? And you better look at the other side. Jesus answered, "It is not always within your power to control your feelings." Now, thank the Lord, Jesus understands our human character is not something simple. "You will recognize that you have love if after having experienced annoyance and contradiction, and do not lose your peace, but pray for those who have made you suffer and wish them well." At least you don't have to embrace that person, but at least keep some distance and don't lose your peace. Don't grumbling. Keep a distance and reflect a little bit. You know, pray for them. Pray for those who make you suffer, and wish them well. And that's how you keep the peace. Again, otherwise you will lose your peace, and you won't be patient at all. And you at once call all your friends. Now this is a kind of meditation. "I'm a host in your hand, O Jesus, my Creator and Lord, silent, hidden with the beauty of charm, because all the beauty of my soul is imprinted within me. I'm a host in your hand, O Divine Priest, do with me as you please." So she considers herself a host, herself. "I'm totally dependent on your will, O Lord, because it's the delight and adornment of my soul. I'm like a white horse in your hand, O God. I implore you, transform me into yourself." So you're just a horse that has transformed another Christ. "May I be wholly hidden in you." So it's not let you live, but this lives in you. That's very important. Keep the peace. "Locked in your merciful heart as in heaven." So keep yourself in heart, Jesus. "I'm like a host in your hand, O eternal priest. May the wafer of my body hide me from human eyes. May your eye alone measure my love and devotion, because my heart is always united with your divine heart. one mind, one heart with Jesus. That's important. Keep the peace. Don't lose peace. Don't lose your patience. Pray for those who hurt you, who make you suffer. I'm like the sacrificial host in your hand, O divine mediator, and I burn on the altar of Holocaust. Crushed and ground by suffering like grains of wheat. And all this is for the sake of your glory, for the salvation of souls. So you offer all these things for the conversion of sinners. I'm a host abiding in the tabernacle of your heart. I go through life drowned in your love, and I fear nothing in the world. So don't be afraid. Or do you go back to the place that you dislike? You go to those people, maybe they don't like you very much. Don't be afraid. For you yourself are my shield, my strength, and my defense. Jesus with you. You're not alone. That's the point. I'm a host laid on the altar of your heart to burn forever with the fire of love. For I know that you have lifted me up solely because of your mercy. Otherwise, we're crushed to the ground. We can't stand. If you stand today, you still have the Spirit. Jesus is supporting you, not because you are. Don't think you're strong. You're nothing. If Jesus doesn't hold you, crushed at once. And so I turn all these gifts and graces to your glory. So give glory to the Lord. If you can stand, you are still in peace. Give glory to the Lord, not because of your merit, not because you are strong. I'm a host in your hand, O Judge and Savior. In the last hour of my life, may the omnipotence of your grace lead me to my goal. May your compassion on the vessel of mercy become famous. Jesus, fortify the powers of my soul, that the enemy gain nothing. Without you, I'm weak. I'm weakness itself. We are weakness itself. That's just impossible. What am I without your grace? If not an abyss of your own misery, misery is my possession, you see. Believe that. We are nothing. O wound of mercy, heart of Jesus, hide me in your depths as a drop of your own blood, and do not let me out forever. Lock me in your depths, and do not yourself teach me. Lock me in your depths, and do you yourself teach me to love you. Eternal love, do you yourself form my soul that it be made capable of returning your love. O living love, enable me to love you forever. I yearn to eternally reciprocate your love. O Christ, a single gaze from you is dearer to me than a thousand worlds, than all heaven itself. So look at Jesus, let Jesus look at you. That means you have to have the personal contact with Jesus. No, otherwise, how can you say, Jesus, look at you? You always look down and don't want to look at Jesus. And Jesus can look at you. Jesus will be looking at you. And you just await, you wait, because you know that you're not that righteous. So you're afraid of the eye of Jesus, right? Whatever Jesus touch you, you will change forever. Zacchaeus, you remember the tax collector? He was small and climbed like a sycamore tree and look at Jesus, and Jesus look at you, four eyes, touch. He convert, you know. Jesus, behold, half my belongings given to the poor, four times giving back those injustice things. You see, change of heart. Jesus, wonderful. But have the courage to look at Jesus. It's not humility. You always like this. No? Have courage to look at Jesus. Because at times, we are feeble. We feel ourselves not that fit. Right? Because you are in love and at all. In love. When you are in love, always love, nothing else but love, you will find out. Lord, you can make my soul capable of understanding completely who you are. I know and I believe that you can do all things. If you have died to give yourself to me so generously, then I know that you can be even more generous. So Jesus is generous to us. He gave his life to us. So even he is more generous. The only thing, we don't believe much. We don't want to go so much ahead. We just want to be in a comfortable place. We don't want to change. We don't know, forgive it completely. Reserve something for you, the angry, for your anger. Shooting, I'll shout it. Bring me into an intimacy with you so far as it is possible for human nature to be brought. So ask that you be close to Jesus. Thank the Lord that we have our sister to teach us. You know, if I'm saying this, he said, oh, come on. I'm glad that Sister Faustina is teaching you. You know, that's beautiful. Be to words, eh? Just be happy, joyful, peace. Keep peace. Many times we lose our peace because, but look, it's not friendly. So you lose your peace, your anger, and then you think, what's wrong? What's wrong? Well, sometimes not because what's wrong. Anything can be wrong in this world. If you have no Jesus in you. Jesus in the world, many things wrong, right? Even today, we celebrate Christ the King. They accuse him, oh, he said so many, for them, bad things. What's wrong? Jesus did nothing wrong. He just accused them because they're hypocrite and they were angry. So they say, this is our human nature. But be joyful, happy, okay? So let's continue our prayer.